Okay, so October 23rd, 2024, AI news just blew up.
It did. It really did.
Like someone hit fast forward on the future, right?
Yeah.
We're talking Anthropic, Genmo, even Elon Musk, and articles piled up everywhere from TechCrunch Business Insider.
Oh, yeah. The Reddit, even Gemma's blog, The New York Times.
We've got it all, but
It's a lot.
we're going to break it down.
We're diving deep, so you don't have to.
That's right into this mountain of info.
Yeah.
We've got some really good stuff here from the AI Wired and Notebook LM.
Oh.
Even a deep dive from StellarMind.ai. Trust me,
Yes.
this is juicy.
So first up, Anthropic's Claude AI.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, remember a few episodes back we were talking about AI assistants?
Yeah.
Well, Claude can use computers like a human now, like opening apps, typing, clicking around.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
It's wild. What's really interesting is they didn't just like tack this on.
Right.
Anthropic's actually built computer use directly
Yeah.
into their AI models.
Right.
Sonnet 3.5 and Haiku 3.5.
So as those models get smarter,
exactly as those get smarter, Claude's computer skills are going to level up too.
So think about the possibilities for automation.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Like crazy.
And they're upfront about it not being perfect yet.
Oh, yeah.
They even shared some stories of Claude like messing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is actually kind of funny.
Like accidentally deleted your inbox or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Exactly. But it just goes to show how fast all this is moving.
Right.
Remember when AI could barely write an email?
Yeah.
Now it's surfing the web.
It makes you wonder what jobs are they going to be doing in a few years?
I know, right?
Okay, let's talk video now.
All right.
Genmo, this is an open source AI company.
Yeah.
They're making waves with their new video generation model. It's called Mochi One.
Mochi One, yep.
Apparently, it's giving the big guys like Runway and Pika a run for their money.
Yeah, and it's open source, which is huge.
Great.
Anyone can use it and build on this technology.
So this isn't just like some tech demo then.
No. This is the real deal. Mochi One's motion quality and how well it sticks to the prompts is really impressive.
So anyone with a computer could potentially create like Hollywood level special effects.
Potentially, yeah.
Wow.
This could really change how we make videos.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be directing the next blockbuster from your laptop.
That is crazy.
All thanks to open source AI like Mochi One, it shakes things up for sure.
It really does okay. Now for a little reality check.
All right.
While we're marveling at all these advancements, there's a battle raging behind the scenes,
Oh, yeah.
and it's for the fuel that powers all this AI data.
Right, data, the lifeblood of any AI model.
Yeah, and that's causing some friction.
For sure. Reddit's CEO recently admitted they're in an arms race
Wow.
to control this valuable resource, basically saying their platform is a gold mine for training AI.
So Reddit's sitting on this treasure trove of user-generated content that everyone wants. But hold on, isn't that data owned by the users who created it?
That's a great question, and that's the heart of the issue. And we're seeing this tension play out right now. Major publishers are suing Perplexity AI for scraping their content without paying or permission.
So they're saying, hey, our content has value. You
Exact.
can't just feed it to your AI without giving us a cut.
Right.
This is fascinating.
Hold on.
On one hand, you've got platforms like Reddit recognizing the value of user data and trying to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you have these content creators fighting to protect their work and get paid.
Yep. A real clash.
Yeah.
It's a legal and ethical minefield.
Yeah.
And the rules are still being written.
Right.
Makes you wonder how this is all going to play out in the long run.
So now let's talk about how AI is showing up in our lives
Okay.
in unexpected ways. Like Meta, for example, is testing facial recognition for
Right.
combating celebrity scams and making account recovery smoother.
Classic double-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
On one hand, it could be great for security and user experience.
Imagine getting your account back instantly just by showing your face.
Right.
But then there's the privacy issue.
Yeah.
Do we really want Meta to have even more of our data?
It's a trade-off, for sure, one we need to think about as a society.
Yeah, but while Meta is pushing the boundaries digitally, things are getting really weird in the world of bio AI.
Oh, yeah, bio AI.
Bio AI, what's that?
It's exactly what it sounds like, biology and artificial intelligence together.
Okay.
And it's getting pretty wild. Researchers actually got lab-grown brain cells to control a virtual butterfly.
Whoa, brain cells controlling a virtual butterfly.
In a simulation, yeah.
That's like next level sci-fi stuff.
It is.
Makes you wonder, where's the line even between digital and living?
Right. It's blurring.
Totally blurring the lines in ways we never imagined, and this is only the beginning.
Wow.
Just the beginning.
Okay.
Crazy, right?
Right.
You know, it's amazing how quickly these AI tools are just becoming part of our everyday lives.
Right.
Like, remember when AI image generation was like this crazy futuristic thing?
Totally. Anyway, AMP is just dropping AI-powered features like it's no big deal.
Yeah. Their dream lab, powered by Leonardo AI.
Yeah.
No PhD required. Just make awesome images.
Exactly. It's not just for, like, tech wizards anymore.
Nope.
And speaking of making things easier,
uh-huh.
Stability AI just released Stable Diffusion 3.5.
Oh, yeah.
You can customize and generate high-quality images like it's nothing.
Easy peasy.
But wait, remember that company Ideogram?
Yeah.
They're taking things even further. Not just image generation.
Right.
But a whole creative workspace called Canvas.
I saw that.
Yeah. It combines editing and generation tools so you can really go wild.
That magic fill and extend feature sounds insane.
I know, right?
Replacing objects, adding text, even expanding the edges of your image all in the same style.
Like the Photoshop of the future.
Seriously.
Okay, so AI images are getting crazy good.
Uh-huh.
What about video? That's always been harder.
Oh, Runway, yep. They're leading the charge in AI video generation.
Yeah.
They just launched something called Act One.
Okay.
You can create character animations from just one video and one image.
So no motion capture suits.
No motion capture suits needed.
Wow. So you're saying animators could basically bring their drawings to life just like that.
Pretty much. It's a game changer.
Totally. And remember how we talked about the power of open source AI?
Yeah.
Well, Cohere is making waves with their new Embed 3 model.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has multimodal capabilities.
It's a mouthful.
I know, right?
Basically, it means it understands both text and images.
So it's like superpowered Google search.
Yeah.
But for pictures and words.
Exactly. Imagine searching through a ton of documents and images with just one query.
Think of the possibilities for research.
Oh, yeah. Customer service. Anything you can imagine.
Okay, my mind is officially blown.
Mine too.
But all this AI power makes you wonder, what about jobs?
Right.
Are robots going to be applying for our positions next?
I know it's a question we have to ask.
We do.
Inflection AI just launched something called Agentic Workflows.
Okay.
Their AI can actually do tasks for you, like a super efficient virtual assistant.
So I could have an AI scheduling my meetings, booking flights, maybe even writing my emails.
Potentially could free us up to focus on the more creative and strategic stuff.
Yeah, but it definitely makes you think about what roles AI will fill in the future.
You're sure?
And speaking of AI in the workplace, Asana, the project management platform, just unveiled their AI Studio.
Yeah.
It's a no-code platform, meaning anyone can design and use AI agents to automate their workflows.
So even without coding skills, you could make your own AI assistant to handle all those tedious tasks.
It's amazing how accessible this technology is becoming.
Right.
Okay, this is all getting pretty serious.
It is.
Can we lighten things up a bit? Tell me AI is at least making my burritos faster.
Actually, you might be right.
Okay.
Chipotle just launched a conversational AI for hiring.
No way.
Yeah, called Avocado.
Avocado.
They say it can speed up the hiring process by like 75%.
Wow, so maybe AI will be making my guacamole faster after all.
You never know.
I can get behind that.
But seriously, it's crazy how AI is popping up in the most random places.
I know, but with all this talk about the wonders of AI, let's not forget about that character. AI lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember we discussed that earlier?
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that as these AI companions get more and more advanced,
yeah,
we got to think about the ethics.
Yeah. It's a tough conversation to have, but a necessary one.
Absolutely.
AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
Right.
It's up to us to figure out how to navigate all of this.
Totally. And speaking of navigating tricky terrain.
Yeah.
Remember that whole battle for data?
Uh-huh.
The publishers suing Perplexity AI.
Right.
It shows a really important issue. Who owns and controls the data that powers these systems?
Yeah, it's not just about legal battles. It's about making sure that AI is trained on data that's fair and representative, so it doesn't perpetuate biases or discrimination.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
Building ethical and responsible AI takes real effort. We need diverse data sets, and we need to think about the consequences.
For sure.
So it's not just about building cool tech.
No.
It's about building a better future one, where AI benefits everyone, not just a select few.
That's right. And speaking of cool tech, let's talk about NVIDIA.
Okay.
They just made a huge leap forward in sound-to-text technology.
Okay.
Using multi-agent AI.
Break that down for me. What's multi-agent AI?
So imagine a bunch of specialized AI agents working together.
Okay.
In this case, they're each focused on a different part of speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And by combining their powers, they've managed to boost accuracy and efficiency like crazy.
Wow. So AI is getting better at listening and understanding us.
Oh, yeah.
What could we even use that for?
Think about accessibility for people with disabilities or completely changing how we interact with our devices.
It's crazy.
The possibilities are huge.
Mind-blowing. And get this, Meta AI just introduced something called Dual Former.
Oh, yeah.
Which is designed to mimic how our brains process information.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make AI that thinks more like us.
It's amazing, right? They're trying to combine fast and slow thinking in their AI.
Like our brains.
Just like our brains do this. Could lead to breakthroughs in natural language, understanding, problem solving, even creativity.
So we're on the verge of creating AI that can actually think like a human.
It seems that way.
That's both exciting and a little scary.
I get it. It raises some big questions.
It does.
But I think ultimately it's a good thing.
Okay.
Imagine what we could do working together with AI as partners if we could truly understand each other.
Yeah, I'm starting to see the potential, but there's still that like nagging fear, you know?
I know what you mean.
What if AI gets too smart, too powerful?
It's a valid concern, but I think the key is responsible development and clear ethical guidelines.
Right.
We need to shape AI for the benefit of humanity, not against it.
So it's about more than just writing code.
Way more.
It's about shaping the future we want to live in.
Exactly. And that's why education and awareness are so important.
Yeah.
The more people understand about AI, the better we'll be at guiding it.
And making sure it's a positive thing.
Exactly.
Right on. But let's not forget about all the amazing people already working in this field.
Yeah.
They need the right tools to build this future right.
For sure. And that's where all these new AI platforms and tools come in.
We've talked about Runway Stability, AI Cohere.
Yeah.
But there are tons more.
Oh, yeah. So many.
It's like a whole new ecosystem.
It is.
It's really exciting to see so much creativity.
Totally. And it all comes back to that main idea. AI is a tool.
And we get to choose how we use it.
Exactly. It's up to us to make sure it's used for good.
Well said. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I have to bring up something that really caught my eye.
Okay. What is it?
OpenAI is rumored to be developing tools for automating complex software programming tasks.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Like, imagine if AI could write code, debug, software, even design whole applications.
Sounds like sci-fi, but it might be closer than we think.
No. Seriously, if that's true, it could change the whole software industry.
Totally.
Makes you wonder, what will human programmers even do in the future?
It's a question we're going to have to face.
It is. It really is.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on. It raises all sorts of questions about the future of work. You know, what it means to be human in a world of intelligent machines.
Whoa. Okay, that's deep. We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From AI that can use computers to AI that might be writing our software soon.
It's been a wild ride.
It has, but that's the beauty of it.
Right.
It's constantly pushing the boundaries and making us rethink everything. You know, it's crazy. It's like all these AI advancements are pieces of a giant puzzle.
I know, right? They all connect in a way.
Yeah.
And they kind of influence each other.
Totally. Like a ripple effect.
Yeah. Exactly.
Take predictive analytics, for example.
Okay.
It's not a new thing.
Right.
But AI is making it so much more powerful.
Oh, for sure.
Businesses can use AI to, like, forecast trends and make decisions like never before.
And the data is everywhere.
I know. From social media to what people are buying.
Yeah.
AI is finding these hidden patterns.
Right.
That we would never see.
It's like AI is giving businesses this superpower to see the future.
Uh-huh.
Based on real data,
but we got to be careful, right?
Yeah.
Imagine those insights being used to manipulate people.
Right, or invade their privacy.
You see, fine line.
It is, every powerful tool has responsibility.
Exactly.
But let's not forget the good that AI can do.
Right.
What if we could use these predictive powers to fight climate change or predict disease outbreaks?
Now that would be amazing.
Right.
That's the hope, right?
Yeah.
Using AI to solve our biggest problems.
It all comes back to this idea of education.
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand AI.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's potential, it's risks.
Then we can have real conversations about the impact.
Absolutely. AI literacy isn't just for tech people anymore. It's for everyone.
And it needs to start early.
Oh, yeah.
We need to equip future generations.
For sure. Give them the tools.
with the tools to navigate this AI-powered world.
Think about it. Understanding AI is like knowing how to use the internet these days.
It is.
It's a basic skill.
So we've gone through this whirlwind of AI news from October 23rd.
It's been a lot.
What's the one thing you want our listener to take away from all of this?
I think the key takeaway is this AI isn't sci-fi anymore.
It's here.
It's here. It's changing fast, and it's impacting all of us.
Like a background hum that's getting louder.
Yeah, and it's changing how we work, how we connect, even how we think.
It's a huge shift. It really is, and it raises so many questions.
It does.
Like, what does it even mean to be human in a world where machines are becoming intelligent?
Right. How do we make sure AI is used ethically?
What kind of future are we building?
Big questions, right?
Yeah, no easy answers.
No, but that's what makes it so interesting.
Exactly. The future of AI is still being written.
But we're all a part of it.
So to our listener, here's our final thought. Stay curious about AI.
Keep learning.
Keep learning. Stay engaged. And remember, the future is in our hands.
It really is up to all of us to shape it wisely.